This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, Junkies. Coming to you live from D.C. on 106.7 The Fan. You can watch us on NBC Sports Washington, and we are presented by EMP180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area because it works. Visit EMP180.com and get empowered. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Eric Bickle. That is the foursome. And we're talking Kyler Murray made it official. He's going to play football. And as Pete Medhurst just said during the break, he's shunning baseball, at least for now. It's always the question about whether he might go back to the sport, and maybe that's a factor in whether you would want him. I'm looking at our Junks Radio poll. 62% asked whether you want the Redskins to take him with the first-round pick. Say no. I was surprised that many people are hesitant. I got to believe it's simply about height and the fact that he might go back to baseball.
Well, the go back to baseball thing is dumb. He's only going to go back to baseball if he fails. And if he fails, the team will be like, good riddance. The height, that's a legitimate question, I guess. Some durability issues there. I guess people are always going to question that. And, of course, you know, does anybody here think that Jay Gruden at this point has shown that he's the ideal guy to groom a young quarterback, specifically one with this skill set? I'd agree with you. Probably not.
Yeah, I'm not sure that Gruden would be the coach.
But I don't think
Kyler Murray going forward was their quarterback.
I don't think necessarily he's the right fit, but I don't think Jay's going to be here but one more year. So, you know, I think it'll just be a learning process anyway. Get him acclimated to the pro life, and then Jay will be gone in a year.
Yeah, who knows? But now that he's decided on the sport, would you rather him play for the Redskins and be your starter, you know, pretty much week one next year? Or would you rather have a guy like a Teddy Bridgewater, like a Ryan Fitzpatrick, maybe a Flacco if you could afford him? Nick Foles looks like he's probably out of the picture. But would you rather have an established vet, kind of like they went into this season with Alex Smith?
Well,
or do you want to just roll the dice?
I think Gruden would prefer the established vet rather than just a rookie.
You want to try to win, you know, seven or eight games.
Yeah,
those guys are going to be a better shot.
Try to keep his gig. He wants the established vet.
But that's now, more stopgap.
Right, even though he has a lower ceiling.
Obviously, people aren't going to be putting the seats with, you know, Teddy Bridgewater's quarterback. If Kyler Murray's there, then people are going to come to see him.
I actually think he can be a star. I think it's a boom or bust pick. He could be a star or he can be a flame out.
It's going to be very interesting to see.
I think he has a chance to be a star, and I don't think he's going to be anywhere near available at 15. I think the hype machine is going to just be going crazy. I assume that Haskins will go ahead of him. And maybe even one of these other guys is sort of more prototypical guys. But there is no chance he's going to be available. With all the teams that could use a young quarterback, I don't think there's any chance he's available at 15.
All right, we got Tom Lavero from the Washington Times and 106.7 The Fan. Join us at 720. So let's bang out some of these calls. 800-636-1067. Your thoughts on Kyler. Do you want him? Or would you prefer a vet?
All right, let's go to Dan. Dan, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Yep, sir.
Appreciate it.
Sure.
I say no to Kyler Murray.
Okay.
Me and my guys in the break room last night definitely say no. It's too much money. They list him at 185, so that means he's really 170.
He's the smallest guy I've ever seen. I will agree and
admit.
He's
a tiny guy.
He's the tiniest guy I've ever seen.
Yeah. And I'll tell you something else. I mean, most of his success, not most, but let's say 50%, came using his legs.
Well, I mean, he threw 42 touchdowns. I mean, come on.
Yes, he did.
He threw 42 touchdowns. That's not just with his legs.
He was pretty effective running the ball. But the threat of him running was major.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Did you see what the Ravens and Lamar Jackson were able to do?
Yeah.
Well, until a team forced him to throw.
Yeah, but I think he's better than Lamar Jackson. He's a better thrower than Lamar Jackson.
No doubt.
And when he's running around and a guy like Ray Lewis comes over there, it's over.
He better
and how
slide.
Much money will we waste then?
He better slide.
You know,
Dan,
we already went through this with Alex
Smith. You talk about the money, Dan, especially if he lasted till 15. the money would not be that big of a deal to the Redskins.
The money is insignificant.
That's what you want. You want a guy on a rookie deal who's productive. If you can find that guy.
Yeah, you're not paying a lot of money to. You're paying, I don't know, $10 million or so, something like that.
It's insignificant in the NFL. If you get a, that's your dream scenario.
Right, that's what the Chiefs have right now. They have a great quarterback on a rookie contract.
Yeah, the bigger question is, can he be successful?
Right.
That's the bigger question.
Yeah.
You can deal with the money.
I think it was very telling when we had Charlie on last week, Charlie Cassidy, longtime NFL general manager, his entire professional life, he's been in professional football, as old school as it gets, and he was like, I wouldn't bet against him. I actually expected Charlie to be negative on him. But he's like, he can make all the throws. He makes the tight window throws. He can create with his legs. He reminds him of Russell Wilson. You have, I guess, some concerns about durability with size stuff. I think he agrees with me that, I think he even said that the ability to see over the line, he's figured out a way to do that. That, you know, he sees between the guys, not over the guys.
I still believe it's a stretch to think that the Skins are going to be able to draft him. Especially if the hype machine starts to grow even more.
He's not going to be available.
If he looks good at the combine. Is he going to the combine? Did he announce he was going to the combine?
He said he was going to the combine.
If he looks good there, if he looks good in the pro days, then you've got three or four teams that are really do whatever they can.
We're talking about a guy in his senior year who, okay, it's college, but he threw for 4,300 yards, 42 touchdowns. Oh, and by the way, he also rushed for 1,000 yards. I mean, that's crazy.
Oh, yeah, video game numbers.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely crazy.
Now, he played in the Big 12.
Okay.
Let's keep that in mind.
Okay.
He played Kansas, and he played Oklahoma State, and he played Baylor. And...
All right.
But his predecessor fared very well during his rookie season in the NFL.
Right.
That is true.
Played the same competition.
Playing the same teams. Bigger guy.
Yeah. Okay.
But
not much.
I'm actually not, you know, I guess I'm the only one. I'm not really worried about size at all except for durability. Durability, I guess, would be a concern. But hopefully he can protect himself. I think he's a better athlete all around than like a Rob. Robert didn't know how to slide. Robert also just had this sort of stubbornness. Just wouldn't protect himself. I'm going to assume he could protect himself a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Cordell in D.C. Cordell, what's up? Y'all with the Jumps.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's been a while since I've been on here.
What's up, buddy? How you doing, man?
Man, I want to say I would definitely draft Kyler Murray if he's there. If he's there, he definitely probably won't be. But to all these people that are so scared to get him, honestly, I think, number one, who is anybody, including myself, to say anything about what quarterback we should take, because none of us ideally know what a quarterback looks like here. Clearly, there hasn't been one in decades. So nobody knows what a quarterback looks like, and it's because of that that people are so intimidated when they see a guy that's this good. They come up with reasons as to why we shouldn't get him, to why we should just overpass him for somebody else to just sneak in, grab him up, and that's not going to happen this year. It showed last year with Baker Mayfield. The Browns clearly showed they weren't going to let that happen. The same thing is going to happen here. This dude, I don't want to hear anybody talk. The guy, the caller talking about he's scared about him running as if that's a bad thing. The man threw 42 touchdowns. He has, just like you said, he made it work. And my last thing is, yes, Jay Gruden is not the one that needs to be coaching him. And I agree with you all that I think this will be similar to the Rams situation,
right,
where they're looking to bring in hopefully the future later.
Right, yeah. Right. It'd be like a Jeff Fisher lame duck, dud year. They'll blow Jay out, get a real quarterback whisperer in, and we'll just take off and run.
That's we'll probably see what happens. They got the new offensive coordinator. They brought in Tim Rattay to be the quarterback's coach.
Maybe they can work with him.
So some new offensive coaches.
But the Redskins are not going to get him. He's going to be long gone.
If the Redskins are drafting 9, 8, 7, somewhere in that range, you'd have a legitimate shot. 15, you got to do some serious work.
Between now and the draft, the hype machine is going to be off the charts.
I'm sure it will.
Because he's going to go to the combine. Well. He's going to blow the doors off the 40, those drills.
And then Jacksonville and Miami, they're going to be foaming at the mouth for him.
They're going to see him throw.
If he measures at 5'8", 175.
He's going to measure small.
Some people are going to be down on that.
He's going to measure small, that's for sure. They shouldn't be surprised.
Well, they should already know what he's measured at.
I mean, he's tiny.
Yeah, they should already know.
I know he's the tiniest guy I've seen.
Send the guy over to his place with a tape measure. Just measure the guy. It's not that difficult.
Yeah. Let's go to Dave, College Park. Dave, what's up, man? You're all with the Jucks.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, well, listen, first of all, I think that you're right. He's not going to be available at where they're drafting at right now. But I think he is worth the risk beyond reason. I think you should try to do whatever you got to do to move up in the draft. And listen, you'll get a quarterback like Russell Wilson. This guy's got intelligence. And like you said, I think he definitely will have the ability to protect himself a lot more than Robert Griffin. And I just think that the Redskins have nothing to lose here, to be quite honest with you, where they're headed right now in the next few years. And we all know you need a quarterback to win in this league. And it's worth the risk. And I don't know what the Redskins could do to move up possibly, but you probably don't have to move up a whole lot. Because the first few picks are definitely not going to go after him. But I definitely think he should try to be in play here. The question is, do we trust Bruce Allen and them to do the right thing and try to move up there? That's the question. But
nobody trusts Bruce Allen. That's off the board.
Right.
Nobody's going to say, yeah, we love Bruce Allen. And you're right. They may not have to give up that much if you want to move up a couple of spots. Because there are a lot of teams that already have their quarterbacks ahead of them.
Yeah.
But it seems like the Giants, the Jags, and the Dolphins.
Other teams are desperate to get their quarterback of the future, and if they think he's it, they might trade ahead of the Giants into the top five to pick him.
That's what you worry about, someone jumping up to like five,
right,
or six.
Yeah,
that really likes him.
I don't see him getting out of the top five or six. Quarterbacks just go so quick, and the hype machine is going to be out of this world on him. Man, if he was available at 15 and they passed on him, oh my God.
But what if Daniel Jones looks better at the combine?
I don't know. Sure, go ahead. It's just when that's the underwear Olympics. That's not. And I'd look at the tape. If the Daniel Jones tape is more impressive to you than the Kyler Murray, yeah, go for it. Knock yourself out. I'm putting all my chips on the Murray.
Jay Gruden would probably like someone more like Daniel Jones, but we'll see.
Let's go to Dominic, Ohio. Dominic, what's up, man?
Morning, boys. Thanks for taking the call.
Yep,
sure. What's up?
Hey, I'm anti Murray to be drafted. I think the kid's going to do fine in the NFL. His frame slightly concerns me, but it's kind of overstated in the current NFL landscape. I mean, the kid's not going to be taking a ton of clean hits anymore. I mean, you can't hit a quarterback cleanly anymore in most cases.
It's true.
But I don't think any quarterback right now is going to succeed. And where our coaching staff is filled with one-year guys, I mean, all of these guys are going to get blown out in a year. I'd rather build a nest, trade down, try to gather as many assets as possible. We have gaping holes all throughout our depth chart. Fill a couple of those, build a little bit of a nest for whoever the hell is going to fall to us next year, because right now with the roster construction, we're maybe a 5-win team. We could definitely be a 3-win team and be picking near the top and have our choice of Prom or Tua or whoever the hell is going to light it on fire next year. And that's what I'd rather see, because when a new coach comes in, gets to pick his guy and start fresh. I mean, you guys brought up the golf point. How much confidence was crushed by I'm blanking
by
on
Jeff Fisher?
Jeff Fisher.
But not that much. He
bounced back.
He bounced back right away.
Well, yeah, you had the Wonder Kid come in and whisper in, but I mean, that kid was a couple bad games or a different head coach away from blowing out of the league. So
I'd
rather have someone.
He was a rookie.
I think Gruden's going to be better with him than Fisher too. Fisher was a defensive guy. Gruden's an offensive guy. I mean, Gruden may be, mediocre with young quarterbacks that way with that playing style. But I think
he'll
be better
than Fisher.
But he makes a valid
point. You can play the long game and say we'll get the quarterback of the future next year.
Unless you think
you could, but you can't bank. You can't bank on getting one of those guys.
Certainly
can't do it.
All right, coming up next, Tom Lavero from 106.7 The Fan and the Washington Times will get his take on Kyler Murray and Bryce Harper right here on The Junkies.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotlines, our buddy Tom Lavero, sports columnist at the Washington Times. Of course, a host here on 106.7 The Fan. You can catch him weekends with Andy Poland. You can catch him 4 to 6 with Chad Dukes on Wednesdays. What's up, Tom?
How you doing, gentlemen? Good morning.
Hey, hello, Tom. I was just perusing your Twitter, and one of your tweets made me chuckle. You said, you think it's time to assign a beat reporter to One Loudon?
There seems to be a lot of activity worth covering over there.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Has there been another incident?
I'm a neighbor.
Well, just the Jay Gruden's
kid.
Oh, that was at One Loudon, too? Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Didn't even realize.
Tom, as you know, I live over there, and I will go. They have a lot of good dinner spots, happy hour spots. So I can go to One Loudon, you know, between 5 and about 9. After 9 o'clock, it gets slippery over there. You won't find me over there
so
after 9
o'clock. You've avoided the police blotter somehow. Good for
you. But there are a lot of issues 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night, even later, especially on a weekend over there. The freaks come out at night, Tom. You know that.
Yeah, I know. But it's really remarkable. It shows that you can get in trouble anywhere. You know, you really can. All you need is alcohol.
That's right. Doesn't
really matter.
You just need people and alcohol.
D.C. Yep. Yeah, or Loudon County.
Yeah, but I mean, I know that you enjoy a bit of alcohol, maybe a cigar at Shelley's back room, and I don't see any stories about Tom Levero getting arrested.
It's true.
I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall in the Gruden household when found out Jack got arrested.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. But, you know, I mean, we've heard stories. You probably have heard a lot more stories than I of the stuff that never makes the social media, never makes the police blotter over there. You're right. I mean, really, if you're the Redskins at this point, you might consider making that off limits.
Right.
I know. It's too much of an attraction,
what
man.
What about the golf place? It's right across the street, right?
Top golf is nice, but, you know, it's a little cold now. Once the spring and summer comes around, they'll be over there. But I don't know. It's just interesting.
So, Tom, right before we had you on, I don't know if you were listening, but we were kind of doing the Kyler Murray debate. It's kind of obligatory after he kind of announces his intentions to fully commit to the NFL. Some of us have different ideas. I'm all in on him. I know he's a big boom or bust pick, but what do the Redskins have to lose? Where do you stand on Kyler Murray?
Well, you know, I'm not one of these guys who's freaking out over his height, for one thing.
Right, me too.
I watched 6'4" Andrew Luck get one pass batted down after another in the playoff game against the Chargers. So I think if you're a talented athlete, I think you can find a way to
figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, look, I always thought Doug Flutie got a raw deal because he had that tag coming out of college.
Yep.
I don't think he got a fair shake the first time he was in the NFL. When he came back after he went to Canada, he was fabulous. So his height doesn't bother me. And it sounds like once he committed to the draft, his draft stock went up based on what I read on social media. He may not even be close to being there at 15.
Yeah.
If and when the Redskins pick at 15.
I agree.
All that could change with the combine and a pro workout. And he's got some, you know, repairing to do, I think, on the interviews with teams to show that the whole Super Bowl interview tour was an aberration and not who he really is. But, you know, once that's out of the way, he may be gone in the first 10 picks.
But here's the problem, Tom. The Skins aren't going to know if he's going to be available there at 15, and free agency starts in early March. And if they want to go out and peg one of these free agent quarterbacks or make a trade for one, or maybe one gets, you know, cut like a Tannehill, I don't know. But they're going to have to make a decision on a veteran before they'll have the opportunity to draft Kyler Murray.
Yes, that's true, except I think, you know, in Jay Gruden's mind, that decision's already been made.
Colt McCoy.
I mean, he's been dying for one reason or another to watch Colt McCoy run his offense out there on a regular basis. Now, Colt McCoy's biggest problem, obviously is staying healthy, but I think they have fine insurance with Colt McCoy, so I don't see them making a trade or making a deal to bring in another free agent quarterback. Their big decision is to whether or not they have the intelligence or lack of it to move up in the draft to get a chance at Murray and do the RG3 thing all over again.
I don't know. There's a lot of teams that need quarterbacks ahead of the Skins.
Yeah, it's a risk.
Yeah.
You don't know where exactly to move up to unless you move up to one even.
Yeah.
I mean, because there's been talk of the Cardinals might trade Rosen and draft Murray.
Wouldn't that be crazy? That would be absolutely crazy.
Believe it if I see it. But, I mean, think about it. Giants need one. Broncos need one. Jags need one. Dolphins probably need one.
There's no chance he's going to be available at 15. Yeah. There's a 0% chance.
So for them to trade up into the top, you know,
they
five.
They need to get in the top five.
To be safe, to get in the top five, you got to give up a lot to move 10 spots.
Yeah, like maybe three first-round picks and a second.
They already know the package, Tom.
I've heard that before.
Yeah, they've
right?
got it committed to memory.
Yeah, I think what we're learning is we're not going to be able to – he's going to go too high, and we're not going to be willing to give up what it's going to take. And that's fine. We'll miss out on another one.
Yeah. I mean, but like, again, you know, like the Surgeon General's warning on the side of a pack of cigarettes, it really doesn't matter, does it? Does it really?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Well, that's why I would go for him, because at least it would be exciting. But
yes, absolutely. Look, I'm a big fan now, going back to the old ways of winning the offseason.
Me too. I'd kill
for
that.
At least it would be more fun.
Yeah, yeah, I'd kill for that. All right, let's talk about Bryce. I know you have Bryce thoughts. We're all just sort of sitting here just kind of stunned that he and Machado haven't signed yet, but I guess this is the new MLB. This is the way big-time free agents go now. They wait until the last second. We thought a few weeks ago maybe only one or two teams, and now I don't know if it's just all Boris, but now suddenly there's allegedly eight or nine teams that may be interested. Now shorter terms may be on the table. What do you make of it? What's your best guess of how this plays out?
Well, Boris is brilliant at drumming up a bidding war that doesn't really exist. Mm-hmm. He's very good at it. I mean, he's better than anybody at it. You know, I always said that baseball, if they were smart, they would just give Boris one of their teams to run, let him be an owner. Then they don't have to deal with him anymore as an agent. I go all over the place on Bryce. I was convinced he was going to wind up with the Dodgers eventually. So were the Nationals, actually, inside the building. They thought that the Dodgers would he'd wind up with L.A. The Dodgers are not doing business that way. So I thought maybe, you know, he's got a good chance to wind up back in Washington. But the Phillies do not have all – they're not going to let this money just sit in their pocket. We've heard all offseason that they have all this silly money burning a hole in their pocket. They could sign both the guys if they wanted to. So I think that once one guy signs, whether it's Machado or Harper, and I think it'll be Machado first, the Phillies will then turn their efforts and say, we're not wasting this offseason and not getting one of these guys, and then finally make the offer that they can't refuse, which puts the Nationals in a real bind, because from what we've read from John Morosi, is that the Nationals would feel a lot more pressure to match an offer for Bryce to the Phillies rather than a team out of their division.
Yeah, it makes sense. You don't want to see him 20 times a year.
But is that just truly because they don't want to face the talent, or is it more based on public reaction?
I think it would be public reaction. Yeah.
But the public would blame Bryce. They wouldn't blame the Nats. You know what I mean?
Yeah, unless they lost to the Phillies 15 times the first year that they play them. Then it would get ugly. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't see the Learners being, you know, cowered into making the biggest financial commitment they've ever made to a player. So I don't think that's happening. Either the Nationals would be willing to recommit to Bryce, or they're not. And so I don't think it's going to be out of fear that he winds up in the Phillies, but that's one of the reports out there. Now, you know, it occurred to me yesterday that all this momentum and talk about him winding up, you know, talking to the San Francisco Giants, we need to remember who's a special advisor to the Giants president and CEO out there. That's Dusty Baker. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm, that is interesting.
I mean, that could have some impact.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Jake Arrieta didn't sign until March 12th last year, and he's a Boris guy.
Yeah.
J.D. Martinez, I don't think, is a Boris guy. Well, maybe he is. Actually, I think J.D. Martinez is a Boris guy. He didn't sign until February 26th.
But do you see Bryce settling for a shorter term if the average annual salary is outrageous? He could justify it that way, sort of his ego?
You know, that would be the smart thing to do. I mean, you know, a 10-year commitment, that's a marriage.
Yeah.
You know, and if you have an opportunity, as they say, to have a short-term experiment, I mean, even if it's, you know, 4 years, I don't know why you wouldn't go with that unless it's all about ego and making history, and I don't think it is either. Look, here's the thing. I think we figured out, until this thing is over, nobody really knows anything.
Right.
I mean, people are guessing left and right, but nobody has any real concrete information about this. So I think anything's on the table when it comes to this guy.
What do you make of sort of Bryce's social media? He appears to be kind of trolling people, kind of doing it for fun.
I just looked at his Twitter, though, while we were talking to him. He still is following Braden Holtby.
Well, apparently he unfollowed a bunch of Capitals players. I don't know, maybe on Instagram.
He follows 24 people on Twitter.
Right. Well, somehow they noticed.
Right.
Somehow they noticed that he unfollowed a bunch of Caps. You know, he's been taking pictures of Chris Bryant and alluding to things in the future for years. You know, just that's all of the fandom that he has with the various teams outside the market. Just what do you sort of make of how Bryce handles all of this?
Well, I think his social media throughout this whole free agent thing, I think it's been a little bit petty of him. Mm-hmm. It's like a cat playing with a mouse. Mm-hmm. I mean, because he knows that Nats fans are going to, you know, read into every little thing that he does. And really, the only fan base out there with a real stake in this emotionally are the Nationals fan base. So why do that? I just don't get that. I mean, you think it's fun to basically, you know, set these guys in motion and make them go crazy? These fans who, rooted for you for 6 years, I think it's petty.
Yeah.
Well, Bryce loves Bryce, and Bryce, yeah, he loves to stir up questions. He knows that, when he throws out these cryptic, tweets, like loading, that people are going to go nuts over it. You know, sports radio is going to go nuts, and he loves it. He knows that people are going to go, what's that mean?
Everybody wants attention.
And he wants attention. It's all about attention dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's probably bored. Look, if we're bored with the whole thing, imagine how he feels.
Right.
Do you think that deep down, if you could get into his brain, do you think deep down he knows who he's going to play for?
That's a really good question. No. I don't think he is. I think he has a couple of teams that he's willing to play for. But again, I think if Machado signs first, which I think is going to happen, I don't think he's going to be in the final stages of this until that happens.
Yeah.
I think there's a big part of him who would like to stay in Washington. I've heard that his wife would like them to stay in Washington. Now, look, there's a lot to offer here. It's a great city with a good team, and he believes in the organization. We heard one of the things about the Giants in their interviews with him. He asked the Giants a lot of questions about their farm system and player development. Well, he knows the national system, and he knows it's been a good system. So if that matters to him, then Washington, has a strength in that.
Tom, just 11 days until the Nats' first spring training game. Shouldn't you be snowbirding it up in Florida already? What are you doing up here still?
I'm asking myself that question as I go out this morning into the snow and the freezing rain and stuff. I'll be heading down on Sunday, and I'll be there for a week.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Nicely done.
Well, listen, Tom, it's always a pleasure to have you on. We should do it more often. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yep. All right. Tom Lavero.
All right, so what do NBA champion Quinn Cook and former Maryland great Mello Trimble have in common, Casey?
Guessing they went to a camp.
They did. They both attended Coach Wooten's basketball camp. At Coach Wooten basketball camp, there's a great goal for everybody. Campers love to play hoops, and they instill confidence. They teach the game. They have fun. They teach all day, every day. 5 skill sessions per day. They work on your basketball IQ with competitions, contests, guest speakers, 3 games per day. Instruction is the difference at Coach Wooten's basketball camp. Register now at CoachWooten.com with 2 O's and 2 T's. That's CoachWooten.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A Coming up at 8 o'clock, Ross Tucker's going to join us. We get his take on Kyler Murray, but also Kareem Hunt, who we haven't talked about. He signs with the Cleveland Browns, which to me is a bit odd because they've got Nick Chubb, who they just drafted, who was really good. Once they started giving Nick Chubb the ball,
yeah,
he was really good. And they have Duke Johnson, who's really good, you know, catching ball out of the backfield.
If I was Nick Chubb, I'd be a little pissed. Now, Kareem Hunt's not going to play for a while because he'll still get suspended. But if you're Nick Chubb, you're thinking, well, hey, what's up with me? I mean, I had a pretty good year.
Yeah, what's going on here? Right.
Now, I get it. You know, a lot of these teams have two legit backs. You'd like to have two legit backs. It can only help. But, yeah, it's interesting.
I think Ross is fully engaged on the AAF, too. He's got a lot of thoughts on the Alliance of American Football and the feasibility and all that.
I wonder if he wagered on the games because I know he likes to wager.
Oh, is he a gambler?
Oh, I think he likes to throw
He's a
cash.
Big gambler?
Yeah. I don't know if he's a big gambler, but he likes to talk lines and totes.
He always talks about the lines?
Yep. He loves lines and totes.
He's got a gambling podcast, too.
Interesting.
There you go.
Yep. Interesting. Well, he's cashing in.
Absolutely. Why wouldn't he?
As he should. Yeah. So, did anybody see this story? Drabby has it on our outline. I saw an allusion to it on the news yesterday about the kid, the poor kid. Where is he at? Towson?
Yeah.
Where the mom
Tiger
is,
Pride.
The
Tiger
mom
Pride.
Is trying to find a date, mm-hmm. a Valentine's Day date.
I guess she's just like scouring.
Is that even a thing? You got to have a Valentine's Day date if you're in college?
It sounds like just any date. I mean, if your mom is going and scouring through the library and other spots on campus to try to get you a date, I don't think it just has to be on Valentine's Day. I think it could be any day.
Now,
any
it goes
day of
without
the week.
Saying, and I don't mean this in a mean-spirited way, but I mean, the kid's obviously a loser. I mean, you know, I feel bad for him.
I feel bad, too.
But the bottom line is I feel bad for the kid because there's a 0% chance he wants his mother prancing around campus.
That's just very embarrassing.
It's just the most embarrassing.
I mean, it's overbearing mother.
Such a red flag.
Yeah. You're going to talk about
The Baltimore Sun reported that students complained to officers that the woman, who's in her 50s and was seen with a scarf, approached them last week in two campus buildings, the Cook Library and the Center for Arts. Students said the woman showed them a picture on her cell phone and asked if they were interested in dating her son.
Is there a picture of the kid?
No, it's just the mother.
Oh, just the mom.
The son says the woman caused enough of a disturbance that Towson University police alerted
Towson.
The incident advisory that included a link to the surveillance footage of the woman. The son says in an email to the campus community, the incident advisory is being provided in order to make the Towson University community aware of an incident on campus that may cause concern. I mean, I don't think that's a big deal. It's a nuisance.
It's definitely a nuisance. You know what? You don't want some mom coming up and asking if you want to date her son.
Drabby, what's up?
Would you guys be psyched, though, if a lady came by and said, would you date my daughter? The mom's clearly crazy, but the daughter's attractive. Would you get involved?
I mean, if she's attractive and you're single, the answer is always yes.
I know, but if it's clearly a crazy mom. Yeah. And she's like, I need someone to date my pathetic daughter.
Yeah, the daughter's probably crazy.
And she
too.
Shows you a picture and she's a 10.
I'd stay away.
The answer would be yes.
If I'm going back to my college
days and I'm single,
your boy dealt with the struggle at Towson. Maybe I should have had my mom go right. asking if somebody would have gone out on a date. Yeah, sure.
You were a big.
Could have helped me.
You were like Dave Kingman in college. A lot of swings and misses.
There's also some apathy, too.
I'm going to go with Chris Davis.
We're almost 50. I go with Kingman.
There was a lot of drinking myself into a stupor where it would just give me absolutely no chance whatsoever. I would take myself out of the
game. Are you saying that most of our listeners don't know who Dave Kingman is?
Yes.
Okay. Made you laugh, though.
You've heard us play trivia games for 20-plus years.
Made you laugh.
I know most don't know.
I don't know.
Dave
crazy
Kingman.
Mom. The kid's probably crazy. Kid's a loser. Kid's, you know.
But what if the kid isn't?
He was dealt deuce seven.
Yeah, but what if the kid isn't crazy? And let's just say, like, he's a bookworm and a little socially awkward.
Right. Well,
you know? He's not crazy, but the mom's just ruining his life.
She's not doing him any favors.
Bottom line is he probably can't pull it on his own. So I'm not saying he's crazy, but he's behind the eight ball.
It couldn't be easier to find dates or find women nowadays with social media and all of these apps, whether it's
Tinder can't do it
or anything like that.
AWOD tries every weekend.
But he's the one end of the extreme. I'm saying you didn't struggle necessarily in college, right?
I was money.
Right? Imagine if
now,
you had
I had
all
some crazy girlfriends.
Okay, it's fine. But we didn't have the ability to text. We didn't have the ability to send, like, just a late night, you know, message.
Imagine
an
if
email,
you had, imagine
Tinder,
if you had,
all
like,
that
yeah,
stuff.
Match.com or Tinder. Like, Like an app that's actually looking for other horny people?
Right.
Like-minded?
Yeah. We didn't have any
horn
dogs.
Are you kidding?
We missed that technological revolution.
I mean, the fact that Adam can't get laid in this environment is stunning.
Yeah.
Guy works in radio. He allegedly has a college degree. He lives in a hot spot.
Radio
he's got,
insider.
He's got apps looking for other like-minded horn dogs.
He just and did he a gig over the weekend on The Fan. His profile's never been higher.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Even had a dating expert come in and hook his profile.
Yeah.
Well, and again, he didn't
Nothing
listen.
Nothing works.
To the,
I mean, honestly.
He didn't listen to the advice. She told him, stop doing the bro-y peace sign pictures. And 5 minutes after she left, he goes back to doing what he always
as
does.
As long as he says broskies, that uses that word, that term, he's never going to get
it, I don't want to turn into the whole Adam thing. But does Adam understand that you're the least successful person that's ever worked with us in 23 years? Everyone who's ever done it. I mean, I won't embarrass CK, but I mean, everyone who's ever worked here through the years has capitalized multiple times.
It's pretty depressing to hear that.
Yeah, the worst by far.
I'm shooting for the moon and the stars.
What was the other one, the EWOD or whatever?
Yes, EWOD.
Yes, for I am comfortable on the air.
EWOD was I don't know, I should say it, but there were women in relationships that he
was
visiting.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Even him. Yeah. And the kid, look, he was a nice kid. He was a troll. I mean, he looked so ugly.
Oh, jeez.
What about him?
Why are you murdering him?
He's a nice kid. I'm just being mean.
You're just being a bully.
I'm just being a bully.
Yeah, that's what you're doing.
What about the virgin, Doug Moody?
Okay.
Moody,
yeah.
I don't remember him.
I do remember him, and he was a virgin. He had his own.
But did you guys get him dates?
We said,
yeah, my
out,
wife.
Around material.
He made out with Laura.
Yeah. Yes.
I didn't know that.
It's money.
But you know that was a unique case. It was like legit virgin. You know, you didn't want to push that envelope too much. I mean, I guess other than Omar, our intern, but even Omar, intern, we had him do something with a stripper that I wouldn't even admit these days.
Well, we borderline forced him to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it probably wasn't the best move on our part.
I mean, by
in today's climate, it wouldn't go.
It would not go over well.
By far, Adam's the least successful in today's climate.
Yeah. It's not even worth talking about.
I mean, even if
with this kid, he's just going to struggle his whole life, probably.
Yeah, he's just embrace the struggle.
He can mature and kind of figure it out as he gets confident.
At Tailson.
Were your parents involved at all with any of your, now you ended
date
up marrying
a lot.
Your high school
I didn't
sweetheart,
date a lot.
Right?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
My mom didn't even know who my high school girlfriend was. No. I think she met her once, and I dated her for 4 or 5 months.
Yeah.
Once, and that was because of prom. Like, mm-hmm. Maybe we took a prom picture together. My mom might have met her, but maybe not, because we might have done the prom picture at her place.
Because your parents are normal. They're not going to be overly involved like that.
Yeah, they're not psychotic like this woman walking around campus showing pictures of her son.
Now, Kate, you used to do vacations with a girlfriend of your son, right?
Yes, correct.
But you don't go
that's
out
different.
And
they've
seek,
been
right?
dating
yeah,
for
once they're dating
I mean,
for
different.
A couple years,
yeah,
then it's established.
Yeah, it's different.
That's different. That's different. Going on a vacation or something with the family. If you've been dating for a few years, you go to the beach or something.
Go to the beach.
Definitely did. But
the family like,
boom, boom,
the
beach.
And say a couple's been dating for a couple years, you invite them.
And me, me, me.
You know, I had the crazy girlfriend in college.
Oh,
right?
Hold on. Is this a crazy girlfriend story that we haven't heard before?
I don't think I told you this before.
Wait.
It's a quick one. We got 4 minutes.
Good.
But, you know, I went out with this crazy girl. Hot. Really hot.
It's the one that crashed through the window.
She jumped through my window, tried to stab me, ran me off the road on Route 50.
Didn't she, like, throw your drink in your face at, like, Big Peckers in Ocean City or something like that?
No, she didn't throw the drink.
Not...
She slapped me in the face.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what? You probably deserved it.
She was too good.
You probably deserved it.
I did not.
Yeah, what did you do?
I was talking to a girl in my class.
Right.
That was
exactly.
In my class. Just happened to be the
exactly.
Green Turtle.
Yeah. Did you hit skins with that girl?
No.
That you were talking to?
No. Yeah. It wasn't the Big Pecker. It was a Green Turtle.
Is this girlfriend's name Jackie?
No.
Or a different girl?
No.
It was a totally different girl.
Totally. That was high school.
Yeah.
But we were kind of breaking up, right?
Yeah.
And I told her I was going out of town. Really, I was going back home. I was going away, you know, back home for the weekend.
Yeah.
And she thought I was going back home to hit some skins with somebody.
Right.
This is on Friday. So I leave, you know, after class on a Friday. Yes,
drive
I did go to class.
Yeah.
Drive back up to PG County.
Right. Go hang out with Skippy.
I had to go do my thing. I'm hanging out with whoever. I come back to my house. She's at my house.
She thought you were doing this. Skin hitting.
She's at my house.
Right.
What?
Yeah, she showed up. She knocked on the door. My mom answered, said, hey, I'm supposed to meet Jason here later. He told me to meet. She's hanging out in my living room.
Oh, you're kidding.
Had your mom ever met her before?
Yeah. Well, obviously, because she knew where I lived. But I was like, whoa, what's going on here?
You didn't walk in with another chick, did you?
No, thank God. That would have been real bad.
Right.
But she stalked me. She was a stalker.
Right. And then what'd you do? Did you kick her out?
Probably had a good weekend with her.
No. She was just nuts.
Were you bitter?
Yeah, I was just like, come on, you got to get out of my life. She just wouldn't get out of my life.
How did you ultimately get her out of your life?
I don't know. I think just time. I think over time it just kind of
she eventually
drifted
got the
apart.
Message.
Well, no, she. Well, the summer came and she stayed in Salisbury.
Because that's pre-cell phone. You didn't have cell phones or anything.
1992.
Oh yeah, it's definitely Zippy. Pre-cell phone.
Pre-cell phones. I think we got our.
I don't
cell
even know how we communicated.
Yeah, late 90s.
How did she track you down?
I don't even know. Phone, rotary.
Payphone.
She's like a sleuth.
Yeah, payphone. Put a quarter in the payphone and call me. It's nuts. How times have changed. The millennials have no idea how we lived.
No, they don't.
Yeah. We actually had to use the ABC maps or whatever they called them.
Remember, we used to have a number where you could use a payphone, like you had a calling card number. Remember that? And a
little bit.
You could kind of like call for free, essentially. Yeah. You know, didn't have to have change on you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Is there even a payphone? Does one even exist anymore?
Here's a wackadoo
bit. I have
no
idea.
Like, if and when we had girlfriends in high school, we would talk to them on the phone for like half an hour or an hour right. at a time.
I think they still do that. They FaceTime
now. Oh, I don't
now.
Think so. Okay, maybe they FaceTime. It's evolved. And it's...
Oh, no, they talk. They'll FaceTime. They snap.
God, I wish I had those hours back now. Right. What a freaking waste of time. Waste of time.
You'd talk to her for a half hour and then go see the same movie over and over and over again.
Go see the same movie.
Dirty Dancing.
Go see Patrick Swayze.
800 times.
Oh, there's she ripped Patrick Swayze. This is great.
You love Patty Swayze. Who's your favorite actor?
How many times did you see Dirty Dancing?
In the theater, about eight. I was 18.
Now, was it just because you wanted an excuse to kind of like make out with her chick?
Yeah,
or was it a movie that she wanted to keep seeing over and over? Why didn't you pick a different movie?
Hey, do you think I know her motivations?
Why would you at least see different movie.
Yeah, did she like? He's in a box. That's why. Yeah. He's in a box at
he's
an early
such a
age.
Box. Yeah,
he was so excited that he was getting a second base. Yeah. I don't even think closed. Did you ever close the deal with that chick?
That may have happened.
Oh, yeah, okay, it did.
Hold on. By time number four, what did she say? Like when you were going to the movies,
when you would say we're going to go see Dirty Dancing,
yeah,
again
did she
for
say
the
anything?
Fifth time,
what do you mean? Did she say?
Yeah,
anything?
She's like, John, let's go see.
Can we see a different movie?
Yeah, let's go see Ghost.
I didn't care what the, I didn't. Care
I know
what
you
was
didn't care. I know you
screen.
Didn't care about her. What was her reaction?
I don't know, because all I cared about was doing this.
What is that?
Making out with
just
her.
Just be like an idiot 18-year-old.
That's
all I cared about.
Right.
I didn't care about the movie.
Right.
All right, coming up next, we'll switch gears. We'll talk some NFL, get Ross Tucker's take on Kyler Murray, Kareem Hunt, and more right here on The Junkies.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.